Okay.
Hey, hi, this is Paul Sackett, Good News Planet.tv. Hi, we're here with Milan. Hi, Milan. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
All right. And actually, I should have said hello to Tina eBay, my good friend for so many years. Ladies first. The polite way to go. Hello, Tina. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And no need for an apology. Milan is the superstar here.
Milan, I'd read up about this guy. I told him already, I think he should do the interview and I should go and just hang out because this guy is something else. So Tina, tell me, I know you, I think you were involved with his education in some way. And you told me, you know, because you know we do the good news. You said, I have a good news person for you to speak with. So why did you say that to me?
Well, I knew that Milan really wanted to participate in the United Nations the model UN for students across the country, and that because of COVID and the lockdown, he wasn't able to participate. And I thought, gee, I would reach out to the wonderful Good News Planet and see if we could at least make a connection that would support the voice of many children through Milan's representation.
I think it's a great idea, and it means a tremendous amount to me. And Milan, thank you. Just briefly, I'll say, and then it'll be enough about us, that we've been involved with the International Day of Peace since 2002. And we have done that because we are total believers that the world, first of all, is peaceful. Yeah. It's just that there are some that aren't peaceful. So we go from that positive mindset. And it is a United Nations declared day, and we've been doing a concert in Times Square. We're going to do it virtually this year, and you're going to be in the show. So, you, this interview. So, my question to you is, tell us a little bit about you, yourself, and have you been to that peace event previously? So, tell us a little bit about yourself first, if you don't mind. Thank you.
My name's Milan. I go to Bowman, which is located in Palo Alto. To Montessori school. I've never been to this event previously, but every year our eighth graders get to go, and it seems so fun. So I was bummed that we missed it, but I think it's fine, and I think we'll be able to resolve that in another way.
Okay, what way potentially could that be?
I think you already stated it, which was that we were gonna do an online one. Which, of course, through this whole COVID thing, we can't really be in person in anything, in fact. So I think that's one of the ways to resolve it. If you have any other ways, feel free to speak.
Oh, this kid is great. So my question, you know, initially when we started talking, you know, I said, you know, maybe we'll wait a second. We were teams getting ready to get on. And I love Milan. You know what he said? Yeah, peace. So I'm going to ask you right up front, what is peace for you? Let's make you peaceful. What's your thoughts about peace?
I mean, peace is just basically, I don't know, like, you want me to look up the definition and say?
You could do whatever you want, knowing there's a free world. But for you personally, when you hear the word peace or you think about peace, What makes you peaceful, let's say?
What makes me peaceful? I don't know. Like, just playing, I guess, sports or playing with my dogs or something. But usually when you think of the concept of peace, it's mostly related to war, right? So it's like, if someone were fighting, they would come and they'd wave their white flag and say, oh, we're here for peace, or we're done, we just want peace now. I think it's mostly related to war when people think of it, but it can also mean, like, I don't know, like being, not being gender biased and being equal in that way or other ways too.
I mean, equality. You know, we're going to put on someone has written an arrangement of part of the Constitution of America about where we have people with unalienable rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that, in essence, all men/women, we always add, are created equal. So you think we are all equal?
Yeah. We all have our differences, but we're kind of all equal.
In our own way. What do you think about the animal kingdom? Because you sounded like that was an important part of your life as well. You have a dog or an animal?
I have two dogs, yes.
And what's peaceful?
Sorry. Go ahead, sorry, my fault.
No. What makes you, peaceful with them?
I don't know. They're just fun to play with and they're extremely cute. I have one named Curry. He's like a mix between a shepherd and lab. And then another one his name is Rocket. And he has this disease, but we still can't figure it out. We've tried for like 3 years. He's seven, but he got it when he was like three. But it's like whenever he gets excited, he sneezes a lot and he has a lot of nosy caca or I don't know how to say it, but he needs a lot of tissues. So, compared to him and Curry, there's no difference. They're both really fun to play with, both happy. He treats life like it's just a normal day. Nothing wrong with him at all. So,
You have admiration for your dogs.
Yes.
That's nice. That's good. Now, how about sports? What I thought you said are play or sports. What do sports give you that you feel enhances your life?
I don't know. I mean, they give me what? They give me, I don't know. Jesus Christ, my big speech, sorry. I don't know. It's like when you play sports, you feel free. I don't know, at least for me, I feel free from having to do any chores or anything or anything like that. And since I have a basketball hoop and a soccer goal outside, I'm able to practice, I don't know, just for fun. But I still do it indoors sometimes, like in the garage. Uh-huh. And then through this thing, we have our practices, which is, I look forward to it every day. It's still like kind of, still 6 feet apart, still kind of boring, but I still look forward to it because it's always fun to be able to be with your friends out there on the field.
Uh-huh. Now with school scenario coming up here, and I guess Tina also is, connected in this manner as well with you. So what's happening in your school year? Are you going to school? Are you doing virtual school? And what kind of school are you in, and what grade are you in now?
So I'm going to eighth, and basically I am going to be doing virtual school because our school, they haven't got the permits. So they've gotten the permits for every other grade in our school, but middle school, they haven't quite gotten the permits to actually start it up. So they're like one of the first schools in the Bay Area to start experimenting with bubbles and stuff, with keeping kids in bubbles. That was last school year, like after it hit, maybe like 3 or 4 months after it hit, they started to open up again. But with middle school, they haven't got the permits, so we're going to be doing it online. So it should be fun.
Do you think it'll be fun or think it?
Yeah, so we've done. Sure, go ahead.
You guys were, when you were born, you came out with, where's the computer? Where's the telephone and the computer?
Yeah. I actually didn't, when I was born, I was in India, so I didn't know there was computers or anything, obviously. But for school, for getting back to that, we did school before, like when COVID like hit. 2 weeks later, obviously school closed. 2 weeks later, they set up like this program for online. And since we're all privileged, which is we're lucky enough to be privileged and we can all have computers in the Bay Area or a form of technology, we're able to do online, which was not the same, but also better for me because I was able to do all my homework when I was free or anytime I wanted to. But when I was in school, so our system or our philosophy in Montessori is you do it in school, if you don't know. So they think that it's better to do it in school rather than take it home. So, but with homework, it was easier because I was able to do it anytime I wanted, like I said. So I was able to do it in the night before I went to bed or in the morning before school starts or even during lunch. And then I was also able to like watch YouTube or play with my friends. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Tina, Professor Tina, any thoughts you'd like to wonder about here?
Well, I have to really compliment Milan. We're reading together a book about the environment called Falter. And Milan is making summaries each week, has been making summaries. And I'm always impressed with the passion with which he's able to capture the points in the book, which are about, well, basically global warming and I'm going to give away a little bit of the end, but the advocate, the author, Bill McKibben, is very big on solar panels, solar energy, and nonviolence. So it's a very nice segue with peace and certainly the United Nations bringing together a chorus of voices. And Milan has just done a fabulous job. I'm very impressed. And I'm hoping that this will, in his future, be part of building the heart and the inside to be a really great leader.
This Milan, this guy is going to be a great, great leader. I see Gandhi in this kid. What a kid. This is, you are right. Thank you for that. Let me ask you one last question, Milan, because I'm very impressed with you. And thank you, Tina. I ask people what is peace for them. I asked you sort of that earlier on because you're kind of discussing coming, you know, those coming to the United Nations. So I think I'm going to ask you in the future, how do you see the young, your generation growing? You're optimistic? You see goodness for our for your age group? And things possibly changing and for the better?
Yeah, I see optimism. There's always room for optimism, right? I feel like as we keep continuing, it's going to be a lot of advancements in technology. I feel like we'll get to a point where we won't need a leader anymore. At least that's what I hope for. We won't need a leader in a particular country. But in the same way, I think lots of things are going to be AI generated. But for in terms of equality and stuff, yes, I think everyone, like this future generation, has learned a lot from just these 6 weeks. And going forward, they'll probably learn even more just about equality. So it will be a pretty balanced society, I feel like.
You too. You're phenomenal. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking some time with us.
And, thank you.
You're in the Peace Day broadcast, as well as my good friend Tina for so many years. I thank you. Thank you, Tina. Milan, thank you very, very much. And I feel more confidence in our future with people like you leading the way, I'm going to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Zlatkis, may I make one final comment?
Please.
I just wanted to thank Mr. Slatkis for allowing us to dream together to make that future a reality. I think that's really great news.
Well, it's my honor always, you know that. And the chance to, it's true. It's my piece, actually. I get very, very inspired by people that are inspiring. And uplifting and positive, and you two are by far those kinds of people. It's just such good news. So it's a natural. All right, thank you both.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.